They were. I think we've got him now. Former New England Patriot, two-time Super Bowl champion, Vince Wilford. Vince, how you doing, man?
If I knew I was going to be on here with a seminar, I would have never done this.
I don't blame you. I got to work them every day, Vince. I mean, you know, it's just like some of the things that we have to do. How you doing, man? Great to have you on the show.
I'm good. How you guys doing?
We are doing fantastic. I want to talk to you about the NFL playoffs, but first, I want you to tell us about this first time a new partnership that the NFL and you have with the Food Network. You guys are teaming up to celebrate the best tailgate chefs from around the country in a new series co-hosted by Sonny Anderson and yourself. You guys got kicked off last week. Tell us more and give us the details on what's going on.
Well, you know, COVID in 2020, I was sitting and I was just thinking of everything I want to do since I was retired. I'm like, okay, Vince, what you want to do next? And one of the things I thought of, I said, you know, I want to do a tailgating show because I've never seen it, you know, and I think tailgating is such a big part of sports, especially football. I'm like, you know, the world needs to see it. You know, we need to get back and give the world, give the people something that they, you know, looking forward to, right? So, you know, probably the year after, you know, NFL, they contact me and they say, hey, listen, we got an idea of a show, and I think it'll be, you're a perfect fit for it. And I'm like, okay, what's up? They say, we're thinking about a tailgating show to bring out. I say, well, I've been thinking about that for the past year. And it was like, well, we got to make this happen. So, you know, 2021, we tried but it was too fast. And it was just happening so fast. And it was close to the season. Like the season had already started. So it was just too much to do. So we gathered ourselves and we came up with a game plan for 2022. And we launched it this year. And I have to give a lot of credit to the NFL and the Food Network because the team that they put together is a hit. I mean, it's like we all knew each other first day. You know, Sonny Anderson took me out upon our wing, and I got this gig, and I was, you know, getting inducted to the Hall of Fame in New England, and we finalized the deal. So I was sitting here saying, hey, I never, you know, hosted a show, so I don't know what to do. And, you know, they sent over a script, and I'm like, hey, listen, I'm at this Hall of Fame. I got family. I got friends. I got a lot going on in my plate. I'm like, man, how can this work? I need to know. And it was like, listen, Vince, don't worry, we got you. So he ended up leaving Sunday night. I got into New York 2 a.m. And 6 a.m. I was on set. And I was sitting there. I was like, listen, I'm a fish out of water when it comes to hosting and all this. And it was like, don't worry, we got it. And sure enough, you know, once the cameras got the rolling, and Sonny, bless her heart, man, she took me up on her wing and she just taught me the ropes and showed me things. And we just ran from there. And, you know, the first show that aired last week, last Wednesday, was the Cowboys and the Giants. And, you know, we have two contestants, okay? We got the Giants and the Cowboys playing on the field. And then we got the fans and the tailgaters out there in the parking lot going at it. And, you know, three rounds, you know, the first round, 20 minutes, second round, 30 minutes, fourth round, you know, 40 minutes. And what they created in that time frame was amazing. I'm talking about, you would have thought that they were professional chefs. I mean, because they had it down to a T. There wasn't no food that we didn't like. Well, I didn't like. But the creative part to all of that, just to see them grind away and how intense they were. And of course, the trash talking, right? Back and forth. You know, you can't have tailgate without in a competition without trash talking. And we nailed it from every angle, from the contestants to the host to the fans that came out to support. I mean, the NFL and the Food Network really, really, really hit those and not the part. So that's how it came about. And, you know, all my judges, we had a panel of four judges that we rotated, and, you know, Ian Rappaport, everybody know from, you know, football, and Eddie Jackson, ex-football, now a chef, and Ali Khan, a chef, and Kelsey Bernard Clark, she's a chef. And we attacked this as a team, and had fun doing it. And that was the main thing, was doing something fun and exciting. And at the same time, showing the competitive side of how tailgates go and the food and how people can be creative and how it tastes itself. So it's one thing to have food look good, but it gotta, if it look good, it better be good. And that's what I said. I'm like, look, from the smell of it, it smelled good. I hope it tastes the way it smells. And we nailed it. The six episodes that we did, we nailed it. And you know what? I give all the credit. Like I said, I got to keep giving the credit to the NFL and the Food Network for putting all of us together, because they nailed the whole cast and everybody that's part of this show. They nailed it, guys.
The show's called NFL Tailgate Takedown. It premiered last Wednesday, 9, 8 Central on Food Network and Discovery Plus. Vince Wilfork, a huge part of it. Vince, when you played, you were massive, and everybody was kind of blown away by your size and your strength and your ability to get things done in the middle of the field. And now, like, we see guys coming in like Jordan Davis out of Georgia. He's 6'6", 336, and I think that's probably on the light side. I think he's probably closer to 350. Do you, like, who do you watch now that you look at and you're like, man, this dude's getting it done? Are there players that you watch and you just are impressed by?
Aaron Donald. I mean, what he's able to do down there in the defensive tackle, I mean, it's amazing. And I don't know the next time we'll be able to see another guy like him, honestly. He do things that a defensive end do, you know, and in those tight quarters. So I love watching him play. I love seeing how teams try to attack him and how he just managed to every opportunity he had to be one-on-one or split a double team, he do it. I mean, and it's hard work. And people don't understand, being inside compared to being a defensive end, you have room. You know, you have room. You're not dealing with a bunch of double teams like that. But being inside as a tackle, you know, you're so close to the quarterback. He can see you. You're the closest thing to him. So a lot of your moves have to be short, quick, and fast. And he has everything a defensive tackle should want. I mean, he have every move in his repertoire. I mean, there's nothing he don't do that I don't like. So I love watching him. I love old school defensive linemen. You know, I like the Fletcher Cox. And I like to see whether it's Jordan Davis he's going to go, because he has size. He's quick. He's fast. I mean, strong. I want to see his future. I want to see him 2, 3, 4 years down the road, what he's going to turn into. If he continues to grow, he's going to be another one, just like an Albert Haynesworth was in his prime. Just, he was unblockable. So I just love to see great play from the interior line, offensive and defensive. Honestly, I like to see a nasty offensive lineman. I like to see that. I like to see offensive linemen pushing the pile and pancakes. I love, because I think the game is won between the trenches. If you don't have an offensive line or a defensive line that can control the game and control the line of scrimmage, I don't care how good of a quarterback and receivers you have. If you can't hold up or if you can't get to them, you're in trouble. So I love watching the play from those hogs in the middle, from offense and defensive side.
Vince, I have to work with Danny on a daily basis. We don't have just one. We have two shows. And being a former defensive tackle, it is amazing to hear you wax poetically about the positions that really matter. I got to hear about throwing the football. I got to hear about quarterbacks. So to get a chance to have one of the best break it down, it is music to my ears.
Absolutely.
Hey, what about – let me ask you this. If a young defensive prospect – is there a better defensive player under the age of 24 in the NFL right now? Would you take anyone over Micah Parsons and the versatility he presents? When you watch him, what do you see, Vince?
No, I would not take nobody over him. That guy, I wasn't sold with him coming out of Penn State. I knew he played well and he was great in college. I knew that. I saw his highlights. I saw him play some. So I knew he was good in college. But I was like, going to Dallas Cowboys, I just don't know if he's going to – but let me tell you something. He has showed up and produced. I mean, he could play anywhere on the field. It's like he's one of those guys, if you ask him, hey, you got to go play the middle of the field safe, he can do it. He's just that talented. And he's a smart football player. And it's to have a guy like that on your team, it just caused nightmares for offense because you don't know where he can line up. You know, he move in one way and you try to slide, and then next play you come up, he's on the other side of him, he's in the middle. He's like, well, he's dropping in coverage. It's like, how do you game plan a guy? You can't game plan a guy like that. It's very, very hard and difficult. So I'm not taking anyone under 24 out there right now over him at all.
How long is your former teammate, Tom Brady, how long is he going to play?
I think he's going to play until he want to call it quits. Because two things, I always look at a quarterback. I always look and see if they're losing Bolt Lilly in the pocket and how's the entree. You know, that's the two things I always look at, because without that, you're no good, right? But he's not losing either one of them. So it's like, he's throwing just as better as a 24, 25, 26-year-old right now. You know, he's moving better now in the pocket than he ever had. So it's like, you go to Tampa and he comes alive, you know. And I think it's going to be one of those calls where it's going to be when he's tired and when he's ready to do something else besides play football. But I know Tom loves football. Football is his life, you know, and he put football up right up there with his family. So he's so dedicated to the game, and I just don't know mentally where he's at with, you know, personal issue that he had to deal with this year. And I get it, you know, it's a lot to go and play every day, and then you have to deal with, you know, your personal own problems still, you know, and he still try to go out there and produce. So I want to see him come back. I don't know if it'll be in Tampa, and I don't know if he will come back, but I do want to see him come back and leave on a term that he left on top. You know, and that's what I'm looking forward to. But only time will tell with that, where he's mentally at and where he's at in his career, if he's ready to call the quits or not, because his body is sure enough not feeling right now. So that won't be the issue if he calls the quits in his body.
Talking with five-time Pro Bowler, two-time Super Bowl champion, defensive tackle Vince Wilfork. Got a great show you've got to check out. The NFL Tailgate Takedown, Wednesdays, 9 Eastern, 8 Central on the Food Network. Really, really cool thing you've got going, partnering with the NFL and Food Network. Patriots, I mentioned it. I mean, you just made it into the New England Patriots Hall of Fame. You're one of the absolute best to ever wear the uniform. Not making the postseason here this year, it just feels a little bit odd. What didn't go right in New England, and how do they get it back on track, Vince?
Nothing went right. Playing, coaching, you name it, nothing went right, you know, and sometimes things happen like that. I'm just surprised from a Bill Belichick team, we seen the type of play that we saw. You know, we saw a lot of bonehead plays and just a lot of plays that Patriots don't make. You know, when I played and I was there, it was like teams that play like that, we made fun of. And we made it a staple that we can't win games and we won't play like this. But them to come out there and be part of that now, it's like, that's not how Patriots operate. So I think it's going to be a lot of things that need to get addressed in the offseason, you know, and a lot have to come with players, you know, positions. You know, I think they need some help positionally wise. And for coaching, they need to make some coaching decisions, whatever that may be. But they have to get the train back on the rail, because right now, just watching them play, it was just too inconsistent, you know. And with all of that being said, they had games this year where they were in the game and they should have won some ball games. And you know, a lot of people say, "Oh, they beat the teams that didn't have a quarterback or this, that, and the other." But you know, they took Minnesota down to the wire. They was competitive in the Buffalo game before it got out of hand. The Dolphins, they split with the Dolphins. Chicago, I don't know what they did there, you know, even down Green Bay. So it's like they've shown, you know, spurts here and there, but they can never get it together as a team. And that's what hurt them down the long run. They couldn't execute, and it cost them.
There's no question about that. Vince, an absolute pleasure, man. Big fan. Watching you play for all the years. Congrats on the new show. Cannot wait to check out this week's episode coming on here tonight. Continued success, and hopefully we get a chance to talk to you again soon, man. Really enjoyed it.
I appreciate it, guys. You guys have a good one now.
All right, you too. There you go. Vince Wilfork, 5-time Pro Bowler, 2-time Super Bowl champion. That's great stuff. I can't wait to check this out tonight, Wednesday, Food Network. We like the Food Network at my house. I like some fun. I just, you know what my problem would be? I would be all about taste. Like, I could care less about presentation, honestly.
Presentation,
Whatever. Presentation, schmezentation. Just make it taste good. That's all I want. I could care less what it looks like. If it tastes great, I'm in. Like, like on a judging thing, you've got all these different criteria. Taste. That's about the only criteria I need. I don't care about anything else.
That's all the ones should be. That's all it should be. That's all that matters. Give me something that tastes good.
I've had food that looks like it's going to be great, and it's junk. I've had stuff that looks like slop, and it's great. Give me slop that tastes great over something that is all churched up and looks good but tastes bad any day of the week. But he's right, man. There is few scenes like you see in parking lots before big-time college and NFL football games. The tailgating is legendary. I think that's awesome that Vince is going around making light of some of those things.